Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. I'm here with Samantha Wilson. Everybody might know her from the New Mexico Area Family YMCA. Want to say good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in here. We always start off with the easy questions. Just tell us a little bit about where you were raised and a little bit about yourself and your family.
So I was born here in Mexico, but raised in Vandalia area. Went to Van Far, graduated from Van Far. And then I moved here, oh my goodness, I think about 98 or 99, I think, and I've been here ever since.
All right. Tell us a little bit about growing up in the Vandalia area, some of the things that you were interested there, and a little bit about, you went to school at Vandalia, correct?
I did. I graduated from Van Far in 97, seems like a very long time ago. There wasn't a whole lot to do. We drove around town a lot. We played all town tag. In Farber, where my actual house was at.
How did this work? Tell us about All Town Tag.
We ran all over our teeny tiny little town, and played tag just like you normally would, but we played all over town.
Very nice.
It was quite fun. I wish that was something kids could still do this day, but times are different, so.
Totally understand.
Not something we do anymore, but.
We cruised the strip from Hardee's to Hardee's here in Mexico back in the day.
We had our own strip and.
Yes.
Yes, and that was what we did every weekend.
And then we stop
in a parking lot and chit chat with people, and then you get back in your car and you take a few more laps, and then you stop again.
We were a little more social back then without the cell phones and social media.
Yeah, a little bit different. I mean, I think people are still social. It's just a different version of social.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Did you participate in any sports in high school?
I was a cheerleader, shocker. I did play basketball 1 year, and I played a lot of softball, co-ed softball mainly, when I was younger.
Let's talk a little bit about after high school, after graduation. Did you end up going to college?
I did. I went to college for a little while, and then I got a job here in town, actually at Brookstone. And that job kind of led me to several things in that facility. And so I just kind of stuck that out and stayed there for a while. And then, a couple more years passed, and kids started coming along. So I actually was a stay-at-home mom for about 10 years. Had three boys. They're all basically grown now. Most of you know B. Wilson, of course. Say hi, B.
Hi.
Hey, B.
And then I have two others. I have a 19-year-old son who's in college. He plans on being an elementary education teacher. And then I have a 14-year-old that's a freshman at the high school who also does play basketball.
Yeah, I've seen you at the basketball games. He's going to be an up-and-comer on the basketball team here. You've been involved with quite a few sports in Mexico, and I think on some travel team basketball. Mm-hmm. And you kind of see sports here at the YMCA as well. Are you seeing good participation numbers lately from kids here at the YMCA and in travel basketball?
I think so. I think a lot of kids, like, they need a place to get started. They need a place to learn the fundamentals, and work on just the basics of the game, whether it be basketball or soccer, t-ball, football. There's so many things. I mean, even down to your smaller sports like tumbling that may not have as much that you do with it, but it's still very important for kids to be in activities and to be involved, and you make new friends, you learn new skills. I'm a true believer in that. I think kids should be involved in something, and it doesn't need to be a sport necessarily. I love sports, but it doesn't need to be a sport necessarily. It can be the chess club, it could be the drama club, it could be...
They have a bass fishing club over at the high school.
Oh, they do? I did not know that. So it just being involved in something that you enjoy, I think, is just very important for kids. It's good for their mental development. It's good for their maturity. They learn responsibility when they're involved in clubs or sports. So I think all being involved in any way, shape, or form is just super important for kids' development.
No doubt about it. I tell you what, we'll take our first break, and we'll come back for segment number two. It's Meet the Community this morning with Samantha Wilson on AM 1340 KXEO.